3-2-1. Chris Gardner speaking with TSU head coach Yolanda Wells Broughton after the Tigers lost to PV today. Give me your thoughts on the game.
Well, I really felt like Prairie View came out and shot the ball pretty decently. Once they distorted our zone, she created some havoc where we had we left shooters open. We had oftentimes two people guarding one up at the top. We shot cutters through, and we never sat on top. We never bumped the cutters that were coming through, and we just didn't play a very good defensive game. I don't take anything away from what Coop did with her team, and I think they wanted it more than us. They were on the ball. I mean, they were on the floor for loose balls. They were flying around. Even when they came back and we were down at half, 18 at the half, they came out and wanted to pound us. The minute we got the first turnover, we're really struggling with confidence. When we get behind and things are not going well for us offensively, we're not responding. We're allowing the last play to affect the next play. And it's going to be very hard for us to overcome that if we don't make the corrections real quickly. But by far, you know, Prairie View is better than everybody in the entire conference. I don't take anything away from them. I think, they got three prolific scorers, three big-time players, and you got to match their intensity. Even if you can't stop their touches, but you can limit their touches. And most importantly, you gotta defend them for 40 minutes. I felt early on what really got them going. Gotti got offensive in the first half. She got offensive rebounds. She kept getting not so much of the inside position, but when she was diving from the top, she kept getting them from the weak side, and that's something we've been struggling with, rebounding from the weak side. But she was able to convert them, so it instantly went from 4 to 8. And it just kind of continued to escalate when it was tough, too, coming in at half with 16 turnovers. I mean, against Southern, who doesn't shoot it as well, we had 15 for the entire half. So we're not very mature to respond back and bounce back with that zeal. So.
How long do you think it's going to be before you get your squad to that Prairie View level?
I think we're getting closer. I know we're closer. We're a whole lot closer than what the score dictates. You take away these 27 turnovers and give us 17. I mean, we're in the game by 8 very easily. But here's our problem. We didn't attack like we needed to. We passed the ball. We're not a passing team. We're not a shooting team. And here's our problem. It's right here. We're 5 of 15 from the 3. We don't take – rarely do we take more than 6. Now, we have one kid that's on the team that has the green light to shoot the ball. But for what it was, we wouldn't attack, and that's our strength. And we only got to the line 17 times. Versus Southern, we got in the gaps. We attacked them like we were supposed to. We went to the line 27 times against Southern. And so, you know, we settled. We wanted it easy. Thought, you know, we're here at home, and, you know, hey, they didn't give a rat's tail whether you was at home or not. They wanted to play. They checked us up, you know, from start to finish. So they did a good job.
What's the timetable for on the Jasmine Payne?
She's surgery is scheduled for next Wednesday, and as of now, she does have ACL. So praying that once the doctor gets in her knee, maybe he'll see something different and just needs to clean it out. But I believe in my gut it's ACL.